T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is hot and windy, already in the upper 80s at noon. Expected high today, 97. Your top local stories at midday. Federal agencies are now part of the investigation of a deadly shooting outside the main gate of the Lockheed Martin plant in White Settlement this morning. The latest from KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Lockheed Martin says a man drove to the main security gate demanding to talk to someone from the FBI. Lockheed's Ken Ross says security noticed a shotgun in the man's car. He says they called police, but the man committed suicide before they arrived.
We're saddened by that. We're reassuring to all of our employees the safe environment that we provide, the security we have to make sure people can come on and do the important work we do without concern for their safety.
White Settlement Police Chief Chris Cook says they shut down the main gate and called in the Fort Worth Police Bomb Squad to make sure a briefcase in the man's car did not have anything dangerous.
It was out of an abundance of caution that we extended our perimeter based on some of the statements made by the suspect.
But the main gate has reopened, and Cook says they'll look at federal databases to try to piece together the man's motive and background. In White Settlement, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
New details in an arrest affidavit say the Dallas police officer who was rearrested for sexual assault of a minor 2 days ago is facing 3 new accusations. KRLD's L.P. Phillips with the story you're hearing first on News Radio 1080.
The affidavit says when Officer Tyrone Williams Jr. was arrested a year ago, 3 sisters realized it was the same police officer who had sexually assaulted them 10 years earlier. And according to the affidavit, the 3 took their story to Dallas police. The affidavit says the eldest of the girls was a runaway whom Williams arrested in 2011. It says Williams convinced the mother of the girl to let her stay with him, which began months of sexual assaults that ultimately involved the sisters. The affidavit says the girls tried to report the assaults, but no one would believe them. Attorney Hunt Bonneau says the girls got in touch with him soon after the first arrest was reported.
You have children who are being raped by a policeman, and when they go to make their complaint to turn in that charge, they don't get believed. Well, then what happens is the predator stays on the force.
Williams' attorney says the claims by the 3 girls in this week's filing and the girl from last year are all unsubstantiated. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Frisco School District says Memorial High School is closed today and tomorrow because of what's being called significant vandalism. The district sent a letter home to parents saying the cleanup at Memorial High School will cost thousands of dollars after a senior prank got out of hand. The district says there's some sort of air quality issue in the school. They're working to identify the students who are responsible. Employees of the Plano School District are in for a nice surprise. The school board unanimously voting to give a 4% raise to teachers, librarians, and nurses, and a 3% raise to all other employees in the Plano ISD. Board members say the employees deserve it, and they say it'll make the district a more competitive employer.
The compensation plan is so good. I'm so happy.
As we increase compensation, I think we're increasing the competitiveness of our district.
When I look at that schedule, the teacher salary plan comparisons for our area peer districts, I get kind of happy when I see we might be top of the list now with this new increase.
As part of the plan, the Plano School District is increasing the pay structures for mechanics and cafeteria workers. On top of the raises, teachers will get a $1,000 stipend. All other employees will get a $500 stipend. Experts are out with updated guidance on what it's okay to feed your baby during the nationwide formula shortage.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is now saying that feeding babies cow's milk is safer than trying to make your own baby formula. That's something Dr. Stan Spinner with Texas Children's Hospital says is extremely complex, and if you mess it up, it could be really bad for your baby.
The baby can have severe problems with anemia, kidney problems. It can be very, very dangerous.
Previously, the AAP did not recommend cow's milk for kids under one because it's more difficult for infants to digest, but experts have revised their recommendations amid the formula shortage. They say babies can be fed whole cow's milk for a brief period of time, but they stress that it is not ideal and shouldn't become routine once the shortage ends. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
These gasoline prices in Texas showing no signs of easing. At AAA Texas, Daniel Armbruster says the statewide average for regular unleaded at a new record, $4.29.
There are many drivers paying more than that, but it's $1.53 higher than it was on this day a year ago. Back then it was $2.76. If you look back over the last week, we've jumped almost 20 cents.
Diesel is down a penny to $5.21 a gallon. Existing home sales slowed in April for the third straight month as mortgage rates surged. Lawrence Yoon with the National Association of Realtors says in Texas, people are essentially getting priced out of the market.
You have a combination of prices rising 22% in the South region, combined with a mortgage rate now at 5.3%. 1 year ago, it was 3%. All this combination is essentially hitting the affordability, especially for the first-time buyers.
Existing home sales across the U.S. were down 2.4% from March to April and 5.9% from a year ago. Mortgage rates this week down slightly, the average 30-year fixed falling from 5.3% to 5.25%. Sports. College football's latest soap opera was taken to a whole new level today. Texas A&M football coach Jimbo Fisher calling a news conference to respond to comments from Alabama's Nick Saban, who said this week that the Aggies had the nation's top recruiting class because they bought all their players.
And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M because we do things right. We're always going to do things right, but we're always going to be here. We're doing a heck of a job. These coaches have done a great job. Our players have done a great job. The whole organization of recruiting people. It's despicable that we got to sit at this level of ball and say these things to defend the people of this organization, the kids, 17-year-old kids, and their families. It's amazing. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him.
Fisher is a former assistant to Saban. He went on to call his ex-boss a narcissist and a liar. A&M plays at Alabama October 8th, and ticket prices in Tuscaloosa are going up as we speak. The Rangers have won four straight. They'll open a four-game series in Houston tonight at 7:10.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.